didn't have opportunity last night to to mention a few points which I think are relevant, so I thought I would take advantage of that opportunity today. They say that someone once asked Einstein if he would like to meet some figure from history, from way back. And they assumed that he would want to meet some famous scientist, you know, one of his colleagues, his predecessors. And his answer was a little surprising. His answer was he would like to meet Moses. And to ask him whether he really believed that thousands of years later, his people, his nation, would still be studying the same sources and observing the same commandments as he taught them, as he gave them so many years earlier. And it seemed that that pele was something that, you know, that it just, it was mind-boggling, like, how could there be such a thing? And I'd like to just, you know, very briefly try to address it just a little bit to answer this question. It's famous, the Rashi's on Kriya Shema, V'ohavtes Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavo v'chol nafshecha v'chol moedecha, that there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and v'chol levavo b'shnei yitzhorecha, person has to even activate the Yetzirah in his mission of Avas Hashem. If he has certain taivas and certain temptations, and to try to channel them and use them in a positive way in his Avodas Hashem. B'chol nafshecha, that's the Mishnah says, afilu hu noitel es nafshecha, even to the extent of giving your life al kiddush Hashem. B'chol moedecha, either some people that their money means more to them than their lives, or b'chol mida or mida, the Mishnah says, the two perushim, no matter what happens to you in life, no matter what Hashem sends your way, you're constantly appreciative, it doesn't undermine, it doesn't affect that loving relationship. And of course, Rashi here points out that love is the key, because Rashi says, V'avtes Hashem, asei dvor ve'avo, that person should do the dvar Hashem out of love. Eino deime oise me'avo lo oise me'yiro. There's no comparison, one who does out of love and one who does out of fear. Ho'ise eitzel rabui me'yiro, one who serves his master out of fear. Kishu matriach olov, manicho v'hoylech loy. When the master gets a little bit too pushy, it becomes a little bit too overwhelming, the tircha is too much for him to bear, he leaves him alone. I'm out of here. I have nothing to do with you anymore. V'hoylech loy. And he disappears. So we see that the motivation and the force behind a person's commitment to do mitzvahs should rather be avo than yiro, because if it's yiro, then if it becomes too much, too overwhelming, it's too easy just to check out and say, you know, it's all over, I had enough. Okay, but then Rashi goes on and says, mahu ha'avo, says, if you look a little further down here, v'hoyu advorim, it's a Rashi on the second side, posuk vav, v'hoyu advorim, mahu ha'avo. So it continues, v'hoyu advorim ha'ele. V'hoyu advorim ha'ele is the definition, Rashi says, of avo, shemitoch kach ato makir ba'kodesh baruch hu u'mistabek bedrochov. Through the learning, a person comes to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to cling to his ways. Once I recognize him, I emulate him and I follow in his ways. And that's the tachlis, that's what the Torah wanted from us. But it seems that the mechanism to the mahu ha'ava, the essence of this avo, is the limud ha'Torah, v'hoyu advorim ha'ele, which means that the Rashi previously said that eino deime oivid meyira loivid meyavo, because oivid meyira rabo matriya cholov, it's too much. What is oivid meyavo? Rashi said oivid meyavo is mahu ha'avo v'hoyu advorim ha'ele. In other words, it seems that what assures the continued observance of mitzvahs, what assures that a person does not feel that it's too burdensome, it's too overwhelming, I can't handle it anymore, I'm just going to run away from it, that's the Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is the expression of Avas Hashem. It's the Mahu Ha'avo. It's the essence. That is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. That's what Rashi seems to say. Because it's a pursuit of understanding Hashem and eventually leading me to follow in His ways. But the heftza of that Avo is the Limud HaTorah. And it's that Avo that assures that a person maintains the mitzvahs. So if we really want to think about what is the koyach that Klal Yisrael had throughout the Doiris, and what is the koyach that we have to continue our commitments, is poshut one thing. It's the Limud HaTorah, which is the definition, Mahu Ava, the definition of Avas Hashem. And that really seems to be the secret. Klal Yisrael suffered all kinds of oppression and persecution, and we know, I mean, the history is full. The pages of our history are stained with blood, practically every single page. But the unique strength comes because what we do is out of Ava. And what is that Ava? That is that Ava v'hoyu advarim ha'ele. When the learning is the basis of our life, when the learning is the basis of our Avas Hashem, then the strength to maintain that commitment and not to become overwhelmed. Now, mitzad echad, you could say, well, the learning is very overwhelming. The more you learn, the more you know, the more you have to do. There's so much to learn. There's so many halochas. There's so many dikduki dinim. There's so much, in a sense. But it's different. Because this is all, I'm studying the Dvar Hashem, I'm trying to come to get closer to Hashem, I'm trying to come to recognize, to know Hashem, and everything that I learn, I view it, that what am I doing? Why is the learning the expression of the Avo? Rashi says, everything that I learn, I come to recognize Hashem more. If I'm learning about Shabbos, I'm also recognizing these are the parameters. This is what He wants. This is the nature of the relationship. This is the menucha that He commanded. This is the recognition, the hakora, the edus, the ois. It's all part of understanding Hashem. And the more I understand Hashem, the more I want to follow in His ways. And the effort, the process of attempting to understand, that is the definition of love. And that is the guarantee, that is the assurance that a person will continue in the Shmiras HaMitzvahs and not become overwhelmed, even though the learning would seem to be so overwhelming that I get so much, how much can I take? It's too much to do. It's a day and night. No, but it's different because it's all an expression of the Ava. When the learning is the Ava, a person feels that the attempt to understand Hashem is the greatest expression of one's Ava. It comes from Ava, it expresses the Ava, it leads to a greater Ava, and therefore it guarantees the continued commitment, the continued appreciation. The more one learns, the more one feels privileged rather than burdened. The more one feels that he wants to do rather than he's forced to do, because this is all coming more and more an expression of my love of Hashem and coming to a deeper recognition of Hashem and wanting to be mistabik bidrochov. There seems to be another benefit to the Limud HaTorah as well. I mean, there's countless benefits. But another aspect which maybe also plays into this system, and that is what Rashi says here. Rashi says in Shir HaShirim that he says that the Klal Yisrael craves for Maimon Har Sinai. Shokeinu Mishiko Ispiu, that we're craving that Hashem should reveal His love to us as He did at Har Sinai when He spoke to us peh el peh, and he gave us the Torah. And Rashi explains how, if you look in the middle of the Rashi, he v'nemo dugma shaloi al shem shenosa lehem Torah, so He gave us His Torah, v'dibre emoim ponim el ponim, and He spoke face to face to us, v'oysam doidim oidim arev malemi kol shashua, and that loving relationship where Hashem is speaking directly to us face to face is still is pleasant to us, is sweet to us, from greater than any other delight in the world. Where's this muftochim? It says there's like a haftocha that Hashem will further reveal to us the secrets of the Torah. I imagine that if the love is deep enough, so it carries with it an ongoing promise that it's going to continue forever. I don't know exactly. And umechalim ponav, and we're awaiting that revelation of his face again, lekayim dvoroi, that he should again, once again, reveal himself to us. So the Klal Yisrael remembers Maimon Har Sinai and craves that love of Hashem even more. Rashi says it's that memory is more pleasant to us mikol shashua, and it seems that that's the reason we have such a hard time enjoying this world, because we're comparing it to a memory which is beyond any pleasure that this world could provide, but that's something else. But then if you look at the Rashi later on, he says on the bottom, he says, Lefi Dugma, this is Meshur, the Posuk says, Moshchein Yachrach Larutso, Evyani Melech Hadorov, Nagilov Nismuchoboch, Naskiro Dedech Meyayim, Meshurim Aivucho. So Rashi says that here the Dugma is, Klal Yisrael remembers in front of Hashem the chesed of the Midbar. Avas klulois lechto machro, they followed him blindly into the Midbar. Eretz Tzio v'Tzalmov, it's a land that was desolate and with the threats of death. V'gam tzedel osalem, they didn't come prepared with enough tzedel aderech, with food to provide for their stay in the Midbar. V'aminu bo v'shlucha, they believed in Hashem and they believed in the Shliach Mesh Rabbeinu. V'loi omru eich neitzei la Midbar, loi mokom zera, it's not a place where there's anything to plant or mezoinus. For whole chuachrov, they didn't say that. They followed him blindly. And what happened? Brought him into the Anani Akovoid. With this memory, they're still rejoicing and happy today. Smeichim boy, in the relationship with Hashem, based on this. Based on the historical events of how Hashem showed us such a love and the love that we reciprocated by following him into the Midbar, this we still are rejoicing in that today. Afthi onyam mitzorosim, even to feed the suffering that we have today. Umishtashim ba'toiro, and they delight in the Torah. Vishom maskirim doidov miyayin umishra avosim oisoi. They delight in the Torah, and in that delight of the limud ha-Torah, they remember the love that Hashem showed on Har Sinai. That's the doidov of Har Sinai we're referring to, more than the greatest pleasure of Yayin or whatever, or Mishra Avosa Moshe, and the love that they had for him. It seems that what Rashi says over here is very simple, is that there's some type of a memory that we still have of that Avas Klulois, that love that existed between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brought us to Har Sinai, he took us out of Mitzrayim, we followed him into the Midbar, we had no questions, we put our total trust in him, and he remembers that Zochalti lo chesed nurayich. The Novi tells us that Hashem still remembers that kesher, that we still live with that kesher. But it seems that what happens is that when we're mishtashei abat Torah, besides, the kesher is there. The kesher maybe is subconscious. It's there. We feel it. We need it. It doesn't allow us maybe to enjoy other things because it's such a positive memory, but it's subconscious. But then, when we're mishtashei about Torah, when we delight in the Torah, in the limud ha-Torah, there, in that delight, we remember, it sounds like, what do you mean? It was there. But the Torah says we remember it. It revives it. Maybe it becomes a conscious memory. We can feel doidov miyayin or misho, we feel the relationship that we have, the love that he expressed at Har Sinai, and the love that we expressed reciprocally, that we gave back, that we followed him and so forth, and into the Midbar and that. So it seems that the memories of the past are there. And the memories of the past, we crave that rejuvenation of the relationship. We want that. The Jew is chalashing, and we find this. It doesn't matter whether he knows how Jewish he is, or he doesn't know whether he's religious or not. It's there in everybody. You just have to find it. It's covered over with all kinds of layers of interference, but it's there. But then there's something else. When you get him, or when we get to be mishtasheh about Torah, over there, then it becomes a memory. Then it becomes, all of a sudden, it becomes alive. All of a sudden, I remember the Yishokeinim and Shikoi Spiu. I remember the intimate relationship that Hashem showed us at Har Sinai by giving us the Torah, and the way we reciprocated in the Naseh Nishma, and the following into the Midbar, and the whole yachas that we reciprocated to, and that relationship becomes a reality. So the Torah not only has the power of expressing our Avas Hashem in the present tense, it has the power of bringing forth the memories of the past and making those subconscious memories something part of our reality, part of our life, that now I can feel that I'm mishtasheh about Torah, and I remember, it's as if I could relive or I could re-feel Maimon Har Sinai in a conscious way. I know that connection, I feel a deeper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I remember that the love he showed to us and the love we showed to him, and that all comes out through the Limud HaTorah. So it turns out that we have two, amongst many other aspects, secrets of our survival and the survival of the Shmiras HaMitzvahs and the survival of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason, Rashi says here in other places, why we've had the ability to give our lives al Kiddush Hashem, because that relationship remains alive and well through the Limud HaTorah. The Limud HaTorah expresses our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Limud HaTorah and the Shashua from the Limud HaTorah, the delight, the excitement, which is certainly the more we learn in depth, the more we understand, the more excitement we get, that makes the difference in terms of reliving these events, making these events a conscious reality, and of course continues to give us the strength that we achieved at Maimon Har Sinai to allow us to continue in that relationship and to continue in that path and following and living a life of the mitzvahs.